Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Alyssa. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. This is a Douglas Townsend, and I just was up at my bank, and y'all made a withdrawal on my account of 5/28/2021, and I hadn't authorized nothing from y'all.
Oh.
I never heard tell of y'all's company before.
Okay, ma'am. Let me ask you a question. Where do you find this ad from?
The what?
Where do you find your ad from? The ad.
The ad. This is showing up on my bank statement.
Okay. So here's the deal. Can I please get your zip code first so I can get your information in pulled?
Okay, it's 28645.
I'm going to repeat this to see if this is correct. 28645. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Oh, why, computer, why? Why act like this? My bad, ma'am.
Yes.
It's the computer. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Can I get your first and last name, ma'am?
It's Douglas Townsend.
Townsend. As in your last name starts with a T?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, I found you. Can you confirm your mailing address?
976 Sunrise Circle, Northeast Lenoir, North Carolina.
Okay, now, I'm going to make this easy and possible for you to understand. Now, was this for a free iPhone or a free vacuum?
I don't know what it's for, ma'am. Like I told you earlier, I've never recognized the name of this before.
Okay. Well, basically, it's a meal plan app. It's an app. For a meal plan, you are paying $39.85, and you did this on April the 27th. Oh, April 27th. So that's been 2 weeks.
April the 27th. I'm stating May the 28th on my bank statement.
May 28th.
At my bank.
The order date that you did it was May 27th. The day that it been approved was May 28th.
I had done it like this, ma'am.
I know. It's an app. That's what it's for. It's an app. It's a meal plan app to fix up your food, what you can eat, to make sure you're on the right track of your eating habits and stuff, help you lose weight and all. That's your app. Now, I could offer you $20 monthly rate to bring the cost of $20 so you won't be able to pay $39.85.
I don't want no offer. I want to know why y'all took this out of my account and I didn't authorize it to be took out.
Someone put that on your phone for you to accept that. That's why it took $39.85. Now, I could do is offer you $50 back your money, 50% of your money back, okay?
50%. That's bullcrap, ma'am.
Because you waited
my money back.
Because you waited 2 weeks, ma'am. You had waited two weeks.
I didn't know that I got my bank statement, ma'am. I'll turn this over to Better Business Bureau and contact the Sheriff's Department here about this. Y'all ain't no scrutiny over like that. Try to scam me. So y'all probably getting a call from the church department here, because I'm turning it right over to them. I'm fed up with this bull crap. People trying to scam me.
Okay, ma'am, hold on quick while I notate this and try to cancel your account. All right, so the percentage of that, and I add the 50% of your account, you will be getting $19.93 of your money back.
$19? Huh. What about the other half?
Again, ma'am, I'm trying to like make this easy as possible for you to understand. You waited 2 weeks.
I understand. You're running a dang scam. And like I told you, I'm turning
ma'am,
this up.
Ma'am, I can assure you this is
Bureau and
ma'am,
the Sheriff's Department here. Right
ma'am,
now.
I can assure you
goodbye.
This is no scam.
Goodbye.
Ma'am, please don't hang up so
good.
I can give you your cancellation number. I have to give you the rest of your information for your account for your cancellation number. You cannot hang up, ma'am. I'm trying to help you out.
You ain't trying to help me out. You ain't giving me my money back. You're trying to keep half of my money.
Well, ma'am, I'm not trying
this
to keep half of
your money. Not going to go across with me, ma'am. Ain't one of them y'all can just think y'all can scam.
No, ma'am, I'm not scamming you.
It seems like you are. You give me back my whole $39.90-$85, and then I'll say it's not a scam.
Well, ma'am, I can't do that because you waited 2 weeks.
Well, ma'am, like I told you, I didn't even know nothing about this, not till I got my bank statement in the mail.
Well, ma'am, are you going to take the 50%?
No, I'm not going to take it. I'm turning this over to the Sheriff's Department here with the Veterans Benefits Bureau, and I'm contacting the TV station here, the Action 9 here, and turning it and all. I'm contacting everybody that I can about it to let them know how you're doing, Pete.
Okay, ma'am. Do you have a pen and pencil so I can give you your cancellation number?
Yes, yes, go ahead and give me that number. I'll give it to the Sheriff's Department, too.
Okay, C as in cat, 919-25-3-8-25.
You said
6-3-5.
919-25-25.
Yes, ma'am. 3-8-29. Yes, ma'am. All right. Sorry that happened to you, ma'am. I try my best to give you what I can give you. But again, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Alyssa, and you have a wonderful day, ma'am.
Goodbye.